In a small coffee shop on the west side of Round Rock, Leslie Bovado takes a break from her hectic schedule. The 42-year-old mom runs a nonprofit that promotes independent living for people with special needs. She also homeschools her 12-year-old autistic son, Grayson.
By looking at him, you would actually probably never know it, unless you knew what to look for.
Bovado says that Grayson used to attend public school, but the teachers couldn't handle his disruptive behavior, like talking to himself and others in class.
His school would call me up and be like, he's doing this, and I'm like, is anybody in danger? No. Is he causing a major disruption? No. But he's not doing his work. And I was like, well, he does have on-task reminders. It's an accommodation. But if he's just balking it, send it home for homework. I'm certified to teach. I was like, I can help him with his homework.
Bovado says that she quit her job as a special education teacher and began homeschooling because she couldn't afford the tuition at a private school, which cost up to $10,000 a year.
Unless you have the funding for private school, or you can get on past the wait list or win the lottery to get into a charter, your options are pretty much possibly an inter-district transfer or homeschooling.
State Senator Donna Campbell, a New Braunfels Republican, believes that public school dollars should be used to educate children like Grayson in programs that suit their needs, even if it's in a private school.
Traditional public schools do the best they can, but we all know that if you can have a specialty of care or a specialty of education for one specific type of student, you're likely to have better mastery of how education needs to be administered.
The state gives public schools an average of $5,200 a year for each child that it educates. Campbell plans to file legislation that would allow that money to follow a special needs child to whatever school the child decides to attend.
Those dollars are attached to that child, whether it's in a traditional public school or a special needs school. So the state would still be doing their duty, but at least the child would be put into an education system that would be best for that child.
The Texas State Teachers Association has consistently opposed shifting public dollars away from traditional public schools. Noel Candelaria is the association's president.
If Texas were fully funding public education and they wanted to use additional resources for this, then I don't know if we'd have much of a problem, but I think we're already starting from a position of a deficit in funding for public education in Texas.
Candelaria is a former special education teacher and says that he'd be in favor of allowing local school districts to decide if a voucher program like Campbell's would benefit their local communities. But many parents with special needs children who struggle with traditional public schools see a need for Campbell's bill.
He did not understand the most basic of concepts. There was no categorizations of the world for him, so he couldn't organize his world.
Melissa Bottinger is talking about her 9-year-old autistic son, Josh. He became agitated with the active, noisy environment of his public school in Westlake Hills. He'd scream, kick, and bite others.
We ended up having to change him to a school that specialized in helping kids with speech-language developmental disorders, but it's what he needed.
That private school cost Bottinger over $9,000 a year.
If you take a regular middle-class family and they have a child with autism, they are not a middle-class family anymore. Their standard of living drops enormously.
The Conference of State Legislatures says that 14 states have programs that allow public school money to be transferred to private school programs. The Conference of State Legislatures says that 11 states allow school vouchers to be used for special needs or low-income children. Senator Don Campbell is among Texas lawmakers who want this state to become the 12th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.